Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the 7MLC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of the most simple but impactful ways to start making better life decisions. That's coming up next. Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I know I said I was only going to be making one of these episodes a week, but I'm just having too much fun with it. And it seems like you guys are enjoying it as well. And on top of that, getting value out of it, which is my number one goal with these podcasts, is to help you change your life. I'm just sharing my advice with you, things that have impacted me in my own life, things that have actually changed the course of my life for the better. And I know it's going to do the same for you. So thank you so much for lending me your ears once again and tuning into episode 6. If we haven't met before, my name is Michael Lewis Cunningham. I'm a professional athlete and owner of 7MLC Training, the one-stop resource for aspiring footballers. We have a YouTube channel, 7MLC, which has about 500,000 subscribers at this point, which is still absolutely mind-blowing to me. So make sure you head on over there for weekly episodes that are going to help you take your game to the next level. We have training sessions, tutorials, advice videos, you name it, we've got it. I've also got my own website, 7mlctraining.com. That's www.7mlctraining.com, where I have my very own 7-day training programs to help you improve in multiple aspects of the game. We break down each skill and devise it into a 7-day program to help you master it. But let's jump right into today's topic, which is all about making better life decisions, which is something we could all benefit from. We make hundreds of decisions in every single day from the second we wake up. Are we going to hit that snooze button, or are we going to get up and start getting ready for our day? When it comes to breakfast, are we going to eat cereal? We're going to eat eggs? What are we going to eat to fuel ourselves that morning? Then we leave, we've got to get to wherever we need to go, whether that's school, whether that's college, whether that's work, and maybe we're driving on our way, we get cut off in traffic. How are we going to respond to that situation? We're constantly making decisions throughout our day. And with decisions comes consequences, both good and bad. But every single decision we make has a consequence. So if we think about when we hit that snooze button in the morning, what are the consequences of that? Are you going to still have enough time to get ready and get to where you need to be on time? Or is it going to push everything back and make you a few minutes late? When we're making our breakfast, are we eating something that's going to fuel us in the right way? Are we going to feel alert? Or are we going to feel sluggish and lazy as a result of eating something unhealthy? These are all the things we need to consider when we're making our choices. So here's the tip I have for you that's going to completely change this. This has really changed things for me because I'm a human as well. I often make poor decisions just like everybody else does. And I still do make bad decisions every single day. But since applying this small tip into my daily routine, I've started to see a lot better decisions overall by the end of the month, which leads to such better results in everything that I'm doing. And basically, all that I do, anytime I'm faced with a decision, small or large, I step back and pause for 10 seconds. The reason I do this is because we live in such a fast-paced culture where we want everything immediately. We think we've got to make decisions in a split second to be as productive as possible. We're constantly text messaging each other. We're constantly tweeting. We're constantly doing things. We're constantly double tapping people's pictures. We're constantly uploading, trying to stay ahead of the game all the time. But if we take 10 seconds, which is not much time whatsoever, it's a minuscule amount of time in relation to the rest of your life. That is enough time to look at the decision you're about to make and realize, is this going to serve me or is this going to hinder me? And if the decision you're about to make does not serve you, don't make it, make another decision. So if you get up in the morning and you're about to pour yourself a bowl of sugary cereal, ask yourself, is this going to best serve me? Even though it might taste good, even though it's really quick and simple, doesn't take much time out of your day to prepare, is this going to serve you if you do it every day in the long run? If the answer's no, don't make that decision. So the next time your alarm clock goes off, instead of instinctively just smashing on that snooze button, just take 10 seconds out of your morning while your alarm's still going and think, okay, if I shut off this alarm, is that going to serve me? Or would it be better for me to get up now so I have more time in my day to prepare a better breakfast, to leave early for work so I can get ahead of it, I can get prepared and get to work as soon as I clock in? Or am I going to hit that snooze button and push everything back so I'm in a mad scramble, not going to eat the healthiest breakfast, and it's just going to have repercussions for the rest of your day, even from that split decision. So this is something I've been doing with everything. When I'm going grocery shopping and I want to put that chocolate in my basket, which I am an absolute chocoholic, by the way. So this has been a very difficult one for me, believe it or not. But usually I instinctively go and get a box of chocolate peanut butter cups or something and just throw it in my trolley. It's just almost out of habit, like a muscle memory. But now with every single item, it takes me about 20 extra minutes to do my grocery shopping, but the positive repercussions of it are so good for me that I've been doing it every single time. So each item I pick up, instead of just throwing it straight in the trolley, I look at the item and I think, by eating this food, is it going to be serving me? Or is it going to be having a negative effect? And if the answer is no, it's not going to serve you, it's going to have a negative effect if you do it regularly, I put it back on the shelf. And this is an easy way to get going. But if you do this consistently and build up this habit, as I mentioned, we're creatures of habit, over time, we're going to start making better habits. And the best part about it, if we do this routinely, just take 10 seconds to make a better choice, over time, we'll just build up muscle memory and build up an instinct of making better choices. And it's really as simple as that. Now, don't get me wrong, if you think this is going to be perfect for you from the get-go, it's not. We're human beings. We always make poor decisions. Every single day, we're going to make poor decisions. But if we apply this technique into our lives, we automatically make a lot less of those poor decisions just by consciously thinking about them. So that's my challenge for you listening. For the next 30 days, whenever you can, you're making decisions on a day-to-day basis, take a second to think, is this going to serve me well, or is it going to be a detriment to my body, to my health, to the rest of my day? And just try it out for 30 days and you'll see a huge difference in your life. Are you going to make bad decisions still? Absolutely. That's what makes us human, but you're going to make a lot less of them just by applying this very simple technique. Now, just imagine if you got to the point where you're automatically just making better decisions a year from now, how much further along are you going to be in your fitness journey than you are now? How much further along are you going to be on your business journey than you are now? How much further are you going to be in your football career than you are now? Just by applying this really simple technique of taking as many decisions out of your day, stepping back for 10 seconds and asking yourself, is this decision going to serve me to the best it possibly can? And if it's not, don't make that decision. Make another one. So that's the message for today's podcast, a very simple one, but trust me, this can have a huge impact on your day-to-day life and the rest of your life. It's already had such an impact on me. I've been really conscious about this one for the last couple of months, and I've seen a huge increase in all areas of my life, in my relationships, in my business, in my football career. Every single part of my life you can imagine has benefited just from taking 10 seconds out of my day to look at my decisions and realize, am I making this decision to the best of my ability? So that's what I want for you guys. Such a simple tip, but it's going to make a world of difference. But thank you so much for spending some time with me today in episode 6 of the 7MLC podcast. Hope you got some value for it. If you wouldn't mind just stopping by and leaving a review and a rating of this podcast so it can spread wide to other listeners around the world, I would really appreciate it. Also, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you're the first to know when new episodes go live every single week. But as always, go out there today and fulfill your potential.